The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Just after praising the Father and thanking Him for revealing these things to the childlike, then Jesus addresses the people and He says, "Come to me." And this address is directed to those who are burdened and who labor. In other translations, is those who are overburdened. In any case, this seems to refer to those who, in religious observance, are following the dictates of the scribes and the Pharisees. Remember, they are the ones who heave heavy burdens on others. And then when Jesus speaks about the yoke, that his yoke is easy, yoke is how they referred in the Jewish tradition to the demands of the Torah, the law, and also the way of wisdom. It is a yoke. The concept comes from the wooden beam that would be placed on animals to on their necks and their backs to carry heavy loads. And also in those times, it was often used by peasants themselves. They would put it on their necks and backs to carry heavy loads. The first time that I saw two animals being yoked together was years ago in Guatemala, and they were training them to pull a wagon. And it's very interesting because when they're being trained, they can't keep pace, so they can't pull the wagon. One goes faster than the other. They're fighting with each other. They're very uncomfortable. They're not used to it. So it is a process for the two animals to learn to carry the yoke together, and then it becomes very easy. Well, not easy, but it's something they can do. And the Lord is saying, "My yoke is like that, but you have to learn to carry it with me." So we have to train ourselves to go exactly at the same pace as Jesus. Not faster, not slower, not doing it in our own way, not being uncomfortable, but we are yoked together with Christ. We have to get used to Christ. We have to become adapted in our hearts, in our minds, to be one with Christ and do everything with Christ. Otherwise, it's impossible to do what we're called to do. The Lord sees people overburdened by trying to do things on their own, and is inviting them to rest. But his rest is very peculiar, because he says, "I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you." So you say, well, you know, you want to give me rest, but you're giving me a yoke, and learn from me. Also, it was a tradition at that time that the disciple had to carry the yoke of the master, the teacher. because instruction was not merely conceptual or by books. It is to become like the teacher, like the master, through living with him. In this way, we understand that when Jesus speaks about being meek and humble of heart, that's who he is. I am. I'm not going to just teach you humility. I am humble. I am meek. And by taking my yoke with me, you will become who I am. You will learn humility by carrying the yoke with me, who am humble. And you will learn to be meek in the same way. So we learn the heart of Jesus by taking the yoke with him daily. In Love Crucified, our theme, our way of life says, suffer all with me. We're no longer two, but one in my sacrifice of love. And it's allusive to this completely. You are now married to Christ. You're carrying the yoke with him. So when you suffer with him, when you do everything with Jesus, then you have rest and you have peace. The job is still there, but it's completely different because we are now infused with the life of Christ in us.